After 4 years of delays and legal maneuvering on both sides, the first witnesses were finally called to the stand yesterday in the case against Zacharias Moussaoui. He's already confessed to conspiring with al-Qaeda to crash planes into buildings. Now a jury has to decide whether he will be sentenced to life without parole or death. In opening statements, the prosecutor said Moussaoui could have saved lives on 9/11, but the defense countered he knew nothing about that part of the conspiracy. NPR's Laura Sullivan reports.
Prosecutor Rob Spencer laid out a careful argument in front of jurors seated on the seventh floor of the Alexandria, Virginia courthouse. In August 2001, when Moussaoui was picked up by law enforcement officials, he had a secret, a ticking time bomb, Spencer called it, that could have saved a lot of people's lives. Moussaoui was picked up on immigration charges 3 weeks before 9/11. He could have told investigators he was part of a plot to crash planes into buildings, but instead, the prosecutor said he told investigators he was a tourist, someone who wanted to learn to fly for fun, who had a lot of cash from a London business that didn't exist. Those lies are critical to the government's case. Prosecutors must show Moussaoui lied so that people would die. Without the lie, Prosecutor Spencer argued the FBI would have launched into action, foiling the plot and easily tracking down 19 hijackers with basic police work. With the lie, Spencer said Moussaoui sealed the fate of almost 3,000 people. The prosecutor's opening statement was filled with detail about al-Qaeda and the hijackers as Moussaoui looked on quietly from a small table in the corner of the courtroom. Spencer said Moussaoui was part of a conspiracy, but he did not say Moussaoui had a specific role in the 9/11 attacks, and that's where defense attorneys pounced. Court-appointed defense attorney Ed McMahon told the jury that not only did Moussaoui have no role whatsoever in the 9/11 attacks, but he didn't even know about them. He described Moussaoui as isolated and useless, obnoxious to everyone he met, and most importantly, a headache to al-Qaeda. He said one top al-Qaeda leader called Moussaoui cuckoo in the head. He said the group had long decided not to use Moussaoui in the 9/11 plot. But even if Moussaoui had some scrap of information useful to the FBI, he said the agency was so incompetent, so beset by bureaucratic infighting before 9/11, that the FBI would have done nothing with that information. He pointed out that the agency knew two known al-Qaeda terrorists were in the United States for 18 months before the attacks and yet did nothing to find them or even put them on a no-fly list. Those two men later flew the plane that slammed into the Pentagon. Outside the courthouse, Hamilton Peterson of Bethesda, Maryland, said he wasn't buying the defense. His father and stepmother died in the Pennsylvania crash. He said even if the FBI was incapable of foiling the plot, that doesn't mean Moussaoui should live.
I thought the government did an excellent job. It appears to me that the entirety of the defense theory is that negligence excuses mass murder. I think common sensibly everybody knows it does not.
Defense attorney Ed McMahon left the jury with one final thought. Moussaoui, he said, as a member of al-Qaeda, seeks to martyr himself. McMahon glanced at his client and looked back at the jury. He told them, don't make him a hero. Laura Sullivan, NPR News.